Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The United Nations has designated 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer, and India is hosting the Global Conference on Women in Agri-Food Systems, spotlighting the critical yet often invisible role of women in agriculture and food security. First, let's look at the situation of women in Indian agriculture. Despite contributing the majority of agricultural labor, women farmers in India remain largely invisible in statistics, policy, and land records. What makes this significant is that the feminization of agriculture is a growing trend, where men migrate to cities for non-farm work, and women increasingly manage farms independently. This trend is most pronounced in hill states like Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, and Northeast India, as well as in tribal areas where women traditionally have greater economic roles, and in drought-prone regions like Bihar, Jharkhand, and Odisha, where male out-migration is highest. Building on this, it's crucial to note that most agricultural extension services, credit facilities, and training programs continue to target male farmers, leaving women without access to these essential resources. However, the government has launched several schemes to support women farmers, such as Namo Drone Didi, which was launched in 2024 and aims to distribute 15,000 drones to women self-help groups, or SHGs, with an 80% subsidy. The purpose of this scheme is to promote precision agriculture, including crop spraying, monitoring, and nutrient management, and women are being trained as drone pilots and service providers, generating an additional income of 1 lakh rupees per year. Another key scheme is the Mahila Kisan Sashaktikran Pariyojana, or MKSP, which is under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission, and focuses on sustainable agriculture training, organic farming, and livestock management for women farmers in SHGs across 15 states. And here is something that surprises many students. The Krishi Sakhi program aims to train 70,000 women para-extension workers by 2026, who will act as a bridge between government agricultural schemes and women farmers, providing training on soil health, organic farming, and crop diversification. Now, let us turn to the challenges facing women farmers. One of the major issues is the land ownership crisis, where only 13.87% of operational holdings are in women's names, according to the Agriculture Census 2015-16. The Hindu Succession Amendment Act 2005 granted equal copartenary rights to daughters, but the implementation remains poor, and without land titles, women cannot access institutional credit, crop insurance, or government subsidies. Another challenge is the credit access gap, where most women borrow from informal sources, such as moneylenders or SHGs, at higher interest rates, and only 9.6% of agricultural credit goes to women farmers, according to RBI data. It is worth pausing here to note that women also face drudgery and health issues, as they perform physically demanding tasks, such as transplanting, weeding, and harvesting, with traditional tools, and are exposed to pesticides without protective equipment, leading to musculoskeletal disorders. And here is a critical point: women have fewer resources to adapt to climate change, and drought and flood impacts fall disproportionately on women who manage household food security, while the migration of male family members during climate events increases women's workload. Now, let us look at the key outcomes of the GCWAS 2026 conference. The conference called for gender disaggregated agricultural data, making women's contribution measurable, land rights reform, implementing existing laws on women's land ownership, digital agriculture access, providing women-friendly agri-tech platforms, climate-resilient agriculture, with targeted adaptation programs for women, and credit without collateral, expanding SHG bank linkage and joint liability group models. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The FAO estimates that if women had equal access to productive resources as men, they could increase farm yields by 20-30%, reducing global hunger by 12-17%. But why does this matter? It's because women play a crucial role in agriculture and food security, and their empowerment is essential for achieving sustainable development goals. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The International Year of the Woman Farmer 2026 was declared by the UN General Assembly, and India hosted the GCWAS 2026 conference in New Delhi, which is aligned with the Sustainable Development Goals, specifically SDG 2, Zero Hunger, and SDG 5, Gender Equality. Women in Indian agriculture account for 80% of economically active rural women, and only 13.87% of operational holdings are in women's names, according to the Census 2015-16. Remember this number, 9.6% of agricultural credit goes to women farmers. Note this carefully, the Namo Drone Didi scheme aims to distribute 15,000 drones to women SHGs with an 80% subsidy, and the MKSP focuses on sustainable agriculture training for women. The Krishi Sakhi program aims to train 70,000 women para-extension workers, and the SHG Bank linkage is the world's largest microfinance program. The ICASIVA, or the Central Institute for Women in Agriculture, is located in Bhuvneshwar, and the DNRLM is under the Ministry of Rural Development. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims and mains exams, specifically in the areas of women empowerment, agriculture, and sustainable development. The key schemes, such as Namo Drone Didi, MKSP, and Krishi Sakhi, are important for your prelims, and the concepts of feminization of agriculture, gender disaggregated data, and climate resilient agriculture are crucial for your mains. In conclusion, the International Year of the Woman Farmer 2026 and the GCWAS 2026 conference highlight the critical role of women in agriculture and food security, and the need for empowerment and support to achieve sustainable development goals. The empowerment of women farmers is essential for India's economic growth, food security, and sustainable development, and it is crucial for addressing the challenges facing women farmers, including land ownership, credit access, and climate change.